Tastes have changed since Bob's Discount Furniture opened its first store in 1991, but not the way they do business. At Bob's, I know I can get today's styles, like feature-packed bedroom sets with storage and charging, or real marble dining sets, all at 90s-era prices. Plus, with no money-down financing options and fast shipping, you don't have to wait months to get your furniture. So, stop into your local Bob's store this Labor Day weekend and celebrate 35 years of doing things the Bob's way. Miss Americana is back with my Samuel Adams Boston Lager beer. Very, very on brand. Welcome to Sophia with an F. I'm super excited to be talking to you all this week, and I'm going to have a little sip of this. I'm back in New York after being in Europe for 3-ish weeks. So my body thinks it's 2 a.m. right now, and so does my brain. So this episode is about to be really exciting and fun. I'm married, which is so crazy, but I can say with absolute confidence, I love it. I love it. Who knew that, like, me of all people would be saying that? And I think what I love about it, and I always thought girls sounded so fucking crazy when they said this, and I am now that girl, there is this sense of security. And I know that makes me sound like, wow, you just have been like walking around and being married somehow like validates your relationship. It kind of does. Oh, time for a Joey. Nicotine. I'm still on that. I could be married and still be on that Joey nicotine. And these are like so good. And I forgot to pack them when I went to Europe. And I was very sad because the alternatives out there are just not the same. They're really not. But now that I'm a married woman, I can't just be throwing the let's break up card in the same way, you know? And I did try it for like a split second because old habits die hard. And I was asking ChatGPT how you annul a marriage. Way harder than it seems. Like, I thought annulling a marriage, if you just get married and then try to annul it within 7 days, it's like, oh yeah, you don't even have to get like a signature. You can just do it. It's actually quite difficult. And I didn't really want to do it. But I just, there's like a sense of security and like comfort and commitment that a girl like me kind of needs, like the ring and the legal paperwork, or else me dating someone. Like, I remember Allie said, oh my God, like, what is it like being engaged? And I remember I said, it's like now I don't hook up with other people. And I remember Allie was like, oh, interesting. I never thought being engaged would make me feel that different because I just take like boyfriends and stuff very seriously. I wasn't like that. So I love being married. And I've been with, I can't say my husband yet. That's way too crazy. But I've been with my partner like nonstop, and I've been loving that too. And I never get sick of him. That will change very, very soon. That will change very soon. But I want to just do like a mental health check-in. And I want to paint the picture of what being clinically depressed looks like. And I haven't had a doctor tell me that I am, and I'm not making light of depression. I don't even know if I'm really have it, but ever since I got married, there was just so much lead up and build up that I talked about this last week on an episode. I am so full of shit because last week I was actually depressed. I'm so much better now. However, I'm not ready to get back to my normal life yet. And I'm not ready to just go 10 out of 10 hard at work. And I don't feel like doing anything. I haven't done my skincare in weeks. I brush my teeth once a day. I don't really get out of bed. I order chicken salad sandwiches from Tompkins Square Bagels. I also will get a bagel, but like their chicken salad is so fucking good. And then I get it on white bread, and I've been rewatching Barefoot Contessa, which if you guys don't know what that is, up and coming talent, Ina Garten. It is a cooking show. It is like a human Xanax, and it is like the equivalent of someone just brushing my hair, and it makes me feel so calm, and I love it so much. And I guess now that I'm married, I'm like, I want to start a cooking show. What was really cute and fun when I got back to New York was we weren't able to put our home address, the one that's in Europe, that home. We weren't allowed to put like an international address for the wedding registry. So I had to put my New York address. And when we got back, there are just like tons and tons of boxes because I'm that bitch. And a lot of people have just been buying stuff up off the registry. And we've gotten some really incredible gifts. And I just like having a life partner and like sharing all of these little things. And I was looking at him when he was opening shit, and I was just like, you're so fucking cute. So I'm definitely in a post marriage bliss right now, and he is literally in my room and probably overhearing this conversation, and now I want to take it back. I don't want him to get a big head. We do not want that. So if he asks you, I didn't say anything. But Sluts, that's all the update I have for now. I'm slowly getting back in the swing of things. Everyone is on vacation still. Like, no one starts working until September 1st. Maybe that's just people who work in entertainment, but I can tell how many people are in New York based on the cafe across the street. And that cafe, every single table is always filled and there's a line to sit down, and it is empty. And I was just like, oh, people are away in Europe and not working, and they are definitely not in New York working, but I'm happy to be back. If you've been waiting for the right time to tackle your weight loss goals, now's the time. Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. Everything is online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary, and weight loss by Hers goes beyond medication. They offer access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips, like meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/Sophia to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Sophia, forhers.com/Sophia. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I want to get into what is my favorite part of what I do genuinely, which is SOS Save Our Sleuths, Frankly with Sophia Franklin. And this is question number one from my favorite people. Hey, Sophia. So long story short, I am in a really worn out relationship and need a way out. But the last time I tried to break up with him, he threatened. That was months ago, and I want out, but I'm scared to get that sentence again. Please let me know what you would do in this situation. Thank you. I don't know if I'm supposed to do like a TW or a trigger warning, but I'm going to sound a lot more blunt than I probably should. Break up with him, because I have been in relationships where I have actually had a ex-boyfriend say this to me. It is a form of abuse, like genuinely, to threaten that to your partner. I mean, maybe I should be on here saying like, oh my God, that person needs help and it's a cry for help and you should get them attention. Do that, actually. You know, like, make sure if they seem like they're going to harm themselves or others, which is actually what my therapist always says to me. Anytime I'm like, well, I want to tell you this one thing, but like, are you going to call the police? Or are you going to like call and like rat me out? Or like, could I get in trouble? Or is this like a medical thing that I shouldn't be disclosing? And she will always look at me and say, unless you're talking about harming yourself or others, everything we say in here is safe. And that's kind of how I treat my podcast, okay? It is abusive for someone to threaten suicide when you want to end the relationship. And puts this, they're not thinking about you in that case. And if they are genuinely contemplating something that severe, then they need to be getting help. So at bare minimum, your response should be, I don't think that this relationship is where you should be getting your help and, quite frankly, your sole purpose in living on this planet. You know, your loved one should not be the reason for your existence on the earth. Okay, so they need to check that at the door. What a beautiful question. I just love kicking off our SOS segments with like that real shit, that really tricky shit that I have to like tiptoe around and do cartwheels because I'm so scared of getting canceled. But you should not stay in a relationship because someone threatened that, ever. If anything, to me, it's a reason to like look into how toxic is this relationship for both of us, period. All right, next question. Hi, Sophia. Just know I'm living vicariously through you. Right now, I'm in a relationship that has been 4 years long, and I'm about to turn 30 in October. Saying this, I want to break things, and I'm so scared for being too old to enter the dating scene. Somehow I know you went through something similar, and if you found your man afterwards, then it gives me hope. Love you from afar. Literally my life. Like, that is actually exactly the age I was. I was either 30 or 31 when I ended my relationship. And I remember I did kind of go through this, like, most of me was thinking, oh my God, I'm 30 and I'm so young and like this is the time to do it. But there was a part of me that was a little bit worried. But this is what I'll say is what there's no such thing as there is never a time where you are too old, too far into it, have invested too much that you shouldn't end a relationship. Life is too short. And if a relationship is not serving you and fulfilling you, end it. I don't care if you're 50. I don't care if you're 70. I don't care if you've been dating them for 10 years. I don't care if you have a family and kids. Like, if the relationship is not working, then you gotta skedaddle. Starting over at 30 is so young. Genuinely, that is the perfect time, in my opinion, to start dating and end things if it's not working for you. I think it will be more difficult to do that when you're 40 and when you're 50. I still think you should do it. I still think it like will be the best decision ever. But the longer you stay in it, you're just going to get older, baby girl, and you're just going to be with that person for a longer time. And it's just prolonging you finding your person. And I thought dating when I was 30 was like the best dating I'd ever done. Because in my 20s, I didn't know what I wanted. I wasn't serious. I wasn't committed. And once I like changed that, dating did become like much more fulfilling. And that's how I found, you know, my perfect person. So I think this is your sign, girly girl, to move on. Okay, next.
There's nothing I love more than finding something I love and then on top of that, scoring a great deal. It's like the best thrill ever, and I love getting things for the best price possible. But what if you could take that a step further and actually earn rewards while you shop? That's exactly what Rakuten does. It's the most rewarding way to shop because you earn cash back and rewards on almost everything you buy. We're talking fashion, beauty, travel, even things like concert tickets or everyday essentials. Rakuten partners with a ton of your favorite brands like Macy's, Sephora, Nike, Expedia, even places like CVS and Target. So chances are you're already shopping there anyway. The difference is now you can earn while you do it. And it's super easy and free to sign up. Literally just an email. You can shop online, through the app, or even use their browser extension. Plus, you can stack your cash back on top of sales and coupons to maximize your savings. Then you can redeem your rewards however you want. Check, PayPal, gift cards, even points. It just makes spending feel a little smarter. Join for free at Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app to start saving money today.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Congrats on your wedding, Chica. Can't wait to hear all about it. I'll be visiting NYC from Vancouver for a few nights in September alone and wondered if you could share any recommendations for where to hang out in the evenings to experience the New York vibe. I've listened to your podcast since the beginning and trust your judgment. I think we're pretty similar. Love you, Sue. Let's go through the New York gamut. Let's talk about the New York circuit. New York is the perfect place to spend the evenings alone, and you won't ever actually be alone. And I think, I mean, I will tell you places to go, but even if you just go to a general neighborhood, if you go to the East Village, if you go to Soho, if you go to Tribeca, if you go to the West Village, I think the West Village, if you're alone, is definitely like such a vibe. And just walking on the cobblestone, and it's gorgeous and beautiful. And the great thing about being alone is you probably can just go into any spot that looks happening and ask to sit at the bar, and they will accommodate you. But I want to give you actual places and locations that I love. You know what I do is whatever I'm craving food-wise, I will just type that into my Apple Maps and it will pull up all the restaurants near me. And then I will look at the reviews. I will see how far they are. If I type Chinese, there's literally 30 Chinese restaurants within walking distance. And I will pick places based off that. If you're wanting to go somewhere for like the ambiance, I mean, I'm just going to like say like the annoying ones. Via Carota, I think, is the best Italian I've ever had in New York, and Emilio's. And both of those places are such a vibe. I will also say, as far as like bars or lounges, Penny, I've heard in the East Village, is like incredible seafood and vibe. I don't even think giving a list of names. It's like, go to the West Village, walk 5 blocks, and you will have 3 or 4 places you want to go. Next question. Even though I'm in a super healthy relationship, I kept having dreams about an ex from 3 years ago that I never truly got over. I know he still talks about me to my friends, so I told someone to tell him to reach out. It took all of about 5 minutes of talking to him for sparks to be flying and for it to feel like nothing ever changed between us, and I was already considering leaving my boyfriend. The only problem is the day after I got in contact with him, he went to trial for a crime he committed a while ago, and now he's in jail. He'll be getting out in a few months. Do I talk to him while he's in jail? Do I try to forget about him and stay with my boyfriend? The felon dick is just so good. Y'all are coming in with the heat, okay? You guys are really... As someone who has been in the jail system more than once, I can say that you can't judge a book by its criminal cover, and that depending on why he's in there, then you need to break up with your boyfriend regardless. I mean, hi, you had a dream about this guy that you dated years ago that you're not over. That's all I needed to read. Yes, you should break up with your boyfriend. You obviously don't really like him. Like this, it wasn't like you just ran into this ex of yours at the mall. You made a public declaration to people about how you would like to rekindle this relationship and ask them to reach out to him on your behalf. So you're going out of your way. And I think, not that I'm one to really care about a boyfriend's feelings, but I think if your boyfriend found that out, he probably would not think that was great, you know, commitment behavior. So no question, baby girl, break up with your boyfriend. Do you write to him while he's in jail? Yeah. Like, just for the experience. And I'm assuming he doesn't have like a cell phone in there. So it's like you're writing legit love letters with ink to paper. And I think just even for the experience and like the romanticizing, that you should do it. Like, jail love letters do seem like they would hit different. And I do think that he is probably going to be so starved for love from the inside that his letters to you are going to be like worth keeping and like the type of letters you're going to show your grandchildren. And yes, the felon dick must just be that good. I don't know what he did. If it was like he was selling drugs or selling weed or something, like whatever, like I think that's fine. Oh, I probably shouldn't say that. Just like whoop-dee-doo. But he sounds like a great guy. Okay, next question. What's something you've changed your mind about in the last year? Love. Skincare. And retinol specifically. Sunscreen specifically. I think both of those things are like huge, major, major deals. And highlights. I never would get highlights. And my mom was always like, you need to get highlights, like just a little bit lighter. And I was always like, you don't know what you're talking about. And then I did it. And best decision I ever made. Like, I just look better night and day with highlights.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
The first few weeks back at school set the tone for the entire year. But with new teachers, schedules, and expectations, it can feel like a lot. If you're looking to help your child start strong and stay confident, I've been using IXL to make that transition so much easier. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, it adapts to each child's level and pace, making it easy to spot and close learning gaps in just a few minutes a day before those gaps can snowball. Plus, it's trusted nationwide. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL, and it's used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. It's an easy, cost-effective way to get kids back into a learning routine and walking into class feeling ready and reassured. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. Listeners can get an exclusive 20% off an IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Wow. what does your life actually look like for the next 6 months? Wow, why do you have to ask shit like that? That's kind of fucked up, Slew. My life is going to look like book tour, pre-order Daddy Issues Now. The tickets are not available, but when they are, you guys will be the first to know. Putting the finishing touches on my book, press around the book, signing books, meeting the sleuths, which I've never, ever done. And I feel like there's other big stuff. I think, cultivating a married life, and I'm going to start really getting my shit in order to spend more time in Europe and cultivating more of my life there. I think just like working, and I don't know why people are always scared to say this, but part of the reason I wanted to get married a year after getting engaged is because I do want to have a family. And so I'm going to start thinking about that too. You know, I think it's something that if you can, it's nice to maybe get a few things lined up for that. Next question. Are you happier now than you were 5 years ago? Yes. I mean, yes.
Yeah, that would be 2021.
Ooh. I'm going to go ahead and say abso-fucking-lutely. You mean 5 years ago and I was like drinking myself into oblivion and stumbling around New York and slamming into walls and like questioning why I was here on this earth every day? Yeah, I'm happier than that for sure. What insecurity do you still have that surprises you? Coming off as dumb, because I know I do. I know I do. Does it really bother me? It's funny because in my life here, I don't give two shits. And my very public life, I could not care less. But I think when I'm like around certain groups of people, established people, I definitely have in the back of my head like, okay, let's quicken the speed on your sentences and let's put periods instead of question marks at the end of everything you say, and like maybe a little bit more respectable, presentable speech. Like I don't have to be saying fuck and what the fuck, and I'm like, you know, let's butt chug, which I don't ever say, but I try to keep those things to a minimum. And Soph just reminded me of a little something that I'm going to leave you guys with that kind of plays into this whole me coming off a certain way. It's an insecurity, I guess, in Europe, but not here, because the way I experience depression is like it comes in waves. And then when it started to like dissipate, I have these like spikes of like manic behavior. And during one of those little episodes, I decided to take a picture of this area. Like basically the crease, any crease on the body, like your elbow crease, your knee crease, like where skin meets skin, and there's just like a line. And I took a photo of that, and then I zoomed in so that it looked like a little butt, and I cropped the stuff around it, and I sent the little butt picture to everyone in my phone, including my team, That's like five people just got hit with it. And I said, that was my book agents, my publicist, Soph, my cousin Alex. I obviously sent it to my husband and he didn't buy it for even 2 seconds. And I just sent it and I said, this is a picture of my butt. And I just left it at that. And not one person bought it. And I'm going to post the picture and you guys tell me. But that's kind of what I've been like really busy doing is taking pictures of various areas on my body to make it look like little butts and then sending it and seeing if I can fool people. I also sent it to my mom and she didn't believe it either. And I thought for sure, like, you know, when you send a picture like that to someone above the age of 50, you're like, oh, I'm going to fool them for sure. And like, does she even have her contacts in? Like, she's for sure going to think that's my butt. And she didn't even buy it for 2 seconds. So I'm going to practice that because I know there's ways to make this look like a butt, etc. Sluts, what a beautiful episode this week. I promise I'm going to have my shit more together starting next week. I'm going to go pick up my Adderall prescription. I'm going to drink coffee. I'm going to be slept. And I love you guys so much. You guys can pre-order Daddy Issues now. And I got to run. Love you guys. Bye.